It's good to have you along on this first day of February, 2019. And this is the first week you've been listening on KDIA out of San Francisco, and we're all glad you're here. Welcome to the God Is Family. I am your host, Mark Swallow, and let me give to you again my email and mailing addresses. You can write to me anytime, and I'll be sure to respond as quickly as possible. Write to me about anything. Do you have a prayer request? Maybe you have a question, some way to encourage me, or a criticism of the broadcast and podcast. And or perhaps you want to share with me some insight into the Bible passage before us from your perspective. That's all great, and I welcome your note. I'll be waiting for it. I very much enjoy the engagement we can have with one another if you will write to me and let me know that you are listening. And this offer is for you, even if you have already been listening to God Is for a long time now. Short-term listener or long-term listener, either way, please write. At the end of each day, my addresses are given, so if you miss these now, just wait until we conclude our time together. My email is mark@markaswallow.com, and I'll spell that for you, mark@markaswallow.com. And then, the mailing address, if you prefer that, is God Is, P.O. Box 802, Winchester, Massachusetts, 01890. Winchester is spelled W-I-N-C-H-E-S-T-E-R. If you have your Bible there with you, turn to Revelation chapter 1 and verse 5. I'm reading from the final book of the entire Bible, the Revelation of Jesus Christ, chapter 1 and verses 5 through 7. From Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn of the dead, and the ruler of the kings of the earth, to him who loves us and released us from our sin by his blood, and he has made us to be a kingdom, priests to his God and Father, to him be the glory and the dominion forever and ever. Amen. Behold, he is coming with the clouds, and every eye will see him, even those who pierced him, and all the tribes of the earth will mourn over him. So it is to be. Amen. Within these three verses are 10 facts about the Lord Jesus Christ, and I have put them in three groups. Here they are. Group 1, fact number 1, Jesus is the faithful witness. Fact number 2, Jesus is the firstborn of the dead. Fact number 3, Jesus is the ruler of the kings of the earth. Group 2, fact number 4, Jesus loves us. Fact number 5, Jesus released us from our sin by his blood. Fact number 6, Jesus made his followers to be a kingdom, priests to his God and Father. Fact number 7, to Jesus belongs the glory and dominion forever and ever. And we have already discussed in some detail these first 7 facts in 2 groups, which brings us to group 3 and facts 8 through 10. Fact number 8, Jesus is coming with the clouds. Fact number 9, every eye will see Jesus, even those who pierced him. In fact, number 10, the tribes of the earth will mourn over Jesus. So we have 3 glorious facts left to deal with. They go together and cannot be rushed, so we will spend time here, obviously carrying this discussion into next week. The 8th reality that is true of Jesus is that he is coming with the clouds. But we have to stop here and ask, which coming of Jesus is this? Which coming of Jesus does Revelation 1 verse 7 describe? There can be a great deal of confusion on this point if we are not careful. So let me clarify for you what this vision of the Apostle John's describes. I will tell you first what this is, and then second, I will tell you what this is not. This coming is what we call the second coming of Christ. And the details of this are described in Revelation chapter 19 verses 11 through 21. This is not a description of the rapture of the church. When we look at a timeline of events that are prophesied in Revelation, we learn that the order is as follows. The church, Christians, are in the world, operating as we do today, and that according to 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, Jesus Christ suddenly appears and snatches us away from the earth. Let me read to you 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and verses 16 through 17. This describes the rapture, the snatching away of all genuine believers in Jesus Christ who are alive at the secret time when this happens. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive and remain will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so we shall always be with the Lord. These are the words of the Apostle Paul to the Thessalonians in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 16 through 17. You can read this on your own later today. Now, I will circle back to the difference between the rapture of the church and the second coming of Christ in a few minutes. But for now, just note this. What Revelation 1 verse 7 is describing is not, I repeat, not the rapture of the church. And then as we continue to read along in the book of the Revelation, we have several other key events. Following the rapture of the church, there is a 7-year period of time called the tribulation on the earth. That is described in colorful, rich detail in Revelation chapters 6 through 18. And then at the end of that 7 years is this main event that we'll be talking about, the event described in Revelation 1 verse 7, the second coming of Christ. And when Christ comes again, he establishes the millennial kingdom. I believe in a literal 1,000-year reign of Christ, followed by final rebellion and judgment, and then the inauguration of the new heaven and the new earth in Revelation 21. That is our eternal state. This is my timeline or overview of the major events that happen as the Revelation proceeds. Obviously, I left out some events that are going on in heaven, such as the Christians going before the judgment seat of Christ, and the marriage of the Lamb that happened before the second coming of Christ. But I just want to get a simple timeline on your mind today because I want to make sure that you are not confused about what Revelation chapter 1 verse 7 and fact number 8, Jesus is coming with the clouds, describes. Do you understand? Are you with me? No, you say? Your radio just picked up some static at the worst possible moment. You drove through a tunnel. You got distracted. It's Friday. And you're tired. At this time of the day, your brain is not functioning very well. I understand. So what you will want to do is just stick with me here today and then again next week. This will all become clearer to you as we proceed if you will give me an opportunity to continue to teach this fine passage of Scripture. And of course, as I said earlier, write to me with questions. I'm happy to diagram this for you on paper and send it along to you. The email is mark@aeswallow.com. But as you track with me, I think you can see why there is often confusion for Bible readers in Revelation 1:7. Does Jesus coming with the clouds refer to the rapture of the church or the second coming of Christ? And the answer is Revelation chapter 1 and verse 7 refers to the second coming of Christ, described in Revelation chapter 19. Beginning on Monday, I want to talk with you about this second coming of Jesus Christ. This is important, and the Greek language affirms the dire importance of this in the words used in verse 7. Revelation 1 verse 7 starts with the word, behold. Behold, he is coming with the clouds. Circle that word, behold, in your Bible if you can. This word, behold, is a word meant to startle us, to grab the reader's attention. See. Look, pay attention. It is used 25 times in the book of the Revelation because what is written herein is of crucial importance. John really wants his readers to see this, to pay attention, to sit up and listen and to watch. And we are his readers today, so whatever we are doing, drop it, stop it, and pay close attention now. You will also notice that in your Bible, this opening phrase in verse 7 is capitalized. That's because this is a quote from the Old Testament. Here, John, the author of the Revelation, quotes the prophet Daniel from Daniel chapter 7 and verse 13. Let me read that for us. I am now in the Old Testament book of Daniel chapter 7 and verse 13. I kept looking in the night visions, and behold, with the clouds of heaven, one like a son of man was coming. Isn't that amazing? From all the way back in Daniel to here in the Revelation, God's word remains consistent. What has been predicted will come true. What is prophesied will come to pass. Daniel saw what John sees, and what the whole world will see when Jesus comes again. As I said when I introduced Revelation 1, there are many Christians who don't want to read and study and really get into this book because they assume it is just too difficult to understand. But let me encourage you today, that's just not so. If you will pick up Revelation 1 and read and reread it, if you pray before, during, and after reading it, and just ask the Holy Spirit to give you an open mind filled with His wisdom, if you will consult a good study Bible, a commentary from a trusted, doctrinally sound teacher, if you'll stick with me, hear sermons of solid preachers down through history when they preach chapter and verse through this book, if you pursue God and ask to know the truth, He will give it to you, and He will protect you from false teaching. But yes, you have to be willing to put in the work. Do not be a lazy Christian. Grow to love the Word of God. Treat the Bible as pure gold. None of us can go a day without it. And the mission of this ministry is that each one of us will know who God is. And how do we know Him? We know Him through His holy, perfect Word. I believe the Bible is literally God speaking to us. If we want to hear God speak, we read the Bible. My ongoing prayer for you is that you'll find what the psalmist found. Psalm 119, verse 97 says, "Oh, how I love your law! It is my meditation all the day." Psalm 119, verse 105, "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." And if you want to know the future and be confident about what will happen to you, then read the revelation of Jesus Christ. God tells you with great accuracy about the future. And so we will return to Revelation 1, verse 7, right here on Monday, when you come from coast to coast on the broadcast and around the world on the podcast, for God is...